Hello, I'm Annalisa Van Hook. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for July 29th, 2015. In this show, I'll be speaking with Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel of the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine about the ethics of asking people to pay to participate in clinical trials. As their budgets shrink, researchers are finding it more and more difficult to fund clinical trials. Clinical trials can be very costly, so some have wondered whether it would be permissible to charge patients to participate in trials. Ezekiel Emanuel is a physician and medical ethicist, and he's co-authored an article in this week's issue of Science Translational Medicine about whether or not it's ethical to ask people to pay for the privilege of participating in a clinical trial. Here on the line with me now is Dr. Emanuel. Dr. Emanuel, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Sometimes patients have to bear the costs of participating in a clinical trial now, like traveling to the facility where the trial is taking place or taking time off work to participate. But what we're talking about here is something entirely different, asking people to pay enough to cover the costs of the trial. How much money are we talking about?
This is like an enrollment fee, and at least what I know, there are thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. I've been told it could be as high as $30,000.
What are some of the reasons why charging people to participate in a clinical trial might be considered ethical?
Well, I think advocates have the idea, probably their strongest argument is, look, people are in control of their money. They're not harming anyone else by giving it to researchers. After all, what might they do with the money? They might buy a new car. They might go on vacation. They might spend it on restaurants and who knows what else. Certainly giving it to research is better, and they should be able to do that if that's what they want to do with their money. Similarly, they say, you know, it might actually reinforce other aspects of clinical research that we think are important, that there be some collaborative relationship between the researchers and the community, that people give informed consent. Well, if you're forking over hundreds or thousands of dollars, it's certainly you're going to look much more carefully at the research trial, and presumably your informed consent would be better. So those are some of, I think, the strongest arguments that people have developed in favor of being able to charge people to enroll in research projects.
What about arguments against this practice?
Well, I think the main arguments against it is that, first, it might exploit people, that you're actually preying on people who are hoping for a cure, and you're using their vulnerability to extract money from them. Second, there's a worry that it's going to be corrupting of the entire clinical research enterprise, in that the trials that you're going to have to raise money for are presumably ones that couldn't be funded in other ways. They won't have gone through the same kind of peer review, which, while it's not perfect, is better than just people proposing things. That if people pay to be on trials, there's reasonable grounds for suspecting that certain activities normal for a trial might not be normal. You might bend the admission rules for someone who's paying so that they'll be eligible for the trial. It's hard to believe that people who are paying want to be randomized to either a control arm or get a placebo if that's part of the trial. They might have wishes about how the trial is conducted, whether they should be terminated from the trial if they have side effects. They might not be willing to report side effects as frequently if they have a quote-unquote investment in the trial. So I think there are lots of reasons to fear that people will be exploited and that the entire clinical trials process could become corrupt.
Could requiring payment to participate in a trial skew the participant pool to favor the inclusion of people, you know, above a certain economic threshold? We know that certain health risk factors correlate with socioeconomic status. So could the results of the trial be skewed by including mainly people who have enough money to pay to participate in the trial?
So I think your question raises a really important issue, which is, first, if you're developing trials with the idea that you're going to charge people, you're probably going to be developing trials where, as you point out, rich people can enroll, not trials that target diseases that poor people get. As we point out in the paper, you're probably not going to be doing research on lead poisoning or schistosomiasis. You're going to be doing research on cancers and diseases that rich people tend to get. Second, I do think your point is right. You won't have fair subject selection. You're going to be selecting your subjects more based upon their ability to pay than upon whether they're eligible for the trial. And that's true. Everyone who will be on the trial will supposedly be eligible unless, again, there's pressure to bend the eligibility criteria. But you will be presumably getting richer people, and therefore the generalizable nature of the results may be under question.
How might asking people to pay to participate in a research study change how clinical trials are designed?
Well, it does seem that if you were charging people to be in the trial and you're charging them tens of thousands of dollars, it's very unlikely those people are going to accept randomization, they're going to accept getting a placebo, they're going to accept getting a control. And so you're likely to do this in situations of certain kinds of designs. Everyone gets active treatment and there's no randomization. And those can limit the kinds of questions you can ask and the kinds of data you can find out from a trial. And so I think both in terms of the kinds of questions asked and in terms of the kind of designs you use, charging people is likely to limit what we would do as clinical researchers.
Do you think that there should be laws regulating whether or not patients can be asked to pay to participate in clinical trials, or do you think that that decision should be determined on a trial-by-trial basis for each study?
No, I don't think this is a trial-by-trial, case-by-case basis. I can't see a good argument for permitting this, and therefore I don't think it's a smart thing to permit. Now, whether we need regulations rather than laws that would prohibit it, I think is something that we can debate how it's best to hold the line. I do think that there's probably, at the moment, a shared public perception that this is not a good thing. I mean, I think one of the other issues to be raised is we're trying to expand the pool of people who will enroll to reduce the disparities so more lower-income people, minorities in trials, if we permitted payment to enroll or charging people, it's likely to push it the other way and work against reducing the disparities of clinical research. So it's probably not a good way to go given the other imperatives and desirable outcomes that we're trying to achieve in clinical research.
Dr. Emmanuel, thanks for speaking with me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Ezekiel Emmanuel of the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine. You can check out his policy article in the July 29th issue of Science Translational Medicine by going to our website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.